It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
Punishment has been meted out at the Louisville Police Department after an internal investigation into the way the department handled a prostitution investigation.
Three officers have been fired, one has been demoted, another seven got suspensions without pay. The case involves cops who were investigating prostitution. When those cases were handed over to the Denton County District Attorney's Office, Police Chief Brooke Rollins says something was wrong.
We believed, or I believe, misconduct may be occurring in that case. Went ahead and contacted my internal affairs division, had them open an investigation.
Rollins says no officer had sex with an alleged prostitute. Rather, they had inappropriate contact. There is a separate criminal investigation underway by the Texas Department of Public Safety. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Rowlett cops say there's a teenager recovering today after someone shot her last night. Police got several reports about this shooting on the north side of the city between the Bush Turnpike and Lake Ray Hubbard. When they got there, they found a lot of people had been fighting. They took her to the hospital. She's going to be okay. The police took two people into custody. They had guns. Both are charged with illegally carrying a gun. Both police are calling this an isolated incident, and they are looking into it.
Oh, we have the latest now from Richardson Police about this morning's horrific accident that shut down 75 for hours near the Bush Turnpike. Police tell us three people were killed, including a little girl.
Richardson Police say an SUV broke down in the southbound HOV lane of 75 just before midnight. They say seven people in that SUV got out and were standing outside the car when a Lexus rear-ended the SUV, and then a Dodge sedan rear-ended the Lexus. A 27-year-old woman and her 6-year-old daughter in the Lexus both died. One person who was riding in that first SUV died, and five others were hurt. The driver and a passenger in the Dodge sedan went to the hospital, but they should be okay. Three other cars and a semi-truck were also hit in the chain reaction or hit by debris, but nobody else was hurt. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
National Transportation Safety Board report says a husband-wife pilot team that died in a Cleburne crash a couple years ago, they got disoriented in low clouds. The plane had just taken off from the Cleburne Regional Airport when it circled and crashed in a field. This report coming out 2 years later.
Weather brought to you by Soto State-of-the-Art Weight Loss. We might want to rename the 10th month of the year.
Yeah, let's just call it Hottober. Because October ended as the number one warmest in DFW history, says the National Weather Service. They started keeping records back in 1898, thanks in large part to some late 90-degree weather and a month chalked full of 80-degree temps. Our average temp was 75.7 degrees. That walloped the previous high of 74.1 back in 2016. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRL.
We've also got a pretty big congressional race that's going on in the Dallas area. Of course, Colin Allred, he's running as the Democratic nominee for Senate against Ted Cruz. So that means his House seat is open. State Representative Julie Johnson, the Democratic nominee. We have reached out to her campaign to join us for an interview. Have not heard back. We'll get her on if we do. But right now, her Republican challenger, Daryl Day, small business owner, has been active in the local Republican Party for years. He joins us right now on KRLD. We are doing great. How are you doing? How's the campaign doing?
The campaign's going really well. We have over 300 volunteers, and they are hitting it hard. It's just a great grassroots effort, and our volunteers are out phone banking and block walking and poll greeting, and and just a great group of people to work with. So it's been a lot of fun.
You know, this seat for the longest time was Republican. Then the kind of the district was redrawn, and Colin Allred flipped it blue. How are you thinking you're going to be able to flip it back? And are there any challenges with the new district?
There's really two important ways. One is that when Colin Allred beat Pete Sessions, 100,000 Republicans in the district stayed home that day. So we just have to entice them to get back out. Secondly, we've got a really strong message to independents and moderates that we have a common-sense businessman running to be the representative, and that's the job title, right, representative, as opposed to somebody who's an activist who is just pushing for their own personal agenda. And frankly, that's one problem that we have in Congress right now. We've got people shouting across the aisle and fighting for their own personal agendas instead of working to represent the American people. And that's what I plan to do, is represent everybody in the district.
Are the boundaries of this district the same as they were 2 years ago, roughly?
The boundaries are the same. The boundaries are the same. But the opponent is real different. I mean, Colin Allred was much more of a moderate, much more of a middle-of-the-road candidate, at least in perception. And Julie Johnson is a much farther left, much more radical, flame-throwing kind of candidate than Colin Allred was.
Your positions, what would you say to constituents, people who live in District 32, who say that your positions are too conservative?
Well, I don't think people are going to be offended by us defending our southern border and keeping crime and keeping fentanyl and keeping human trafficking out of CD 32. I mean, you ask every family out there, and they want safe neighborhoods. And our position is pretty commonsensical. We want a physical border, or physical barrier, rather, at the border. And we want now we want immigration. We want legal immigration. In fact, we want to make legal immigration easier, because we want to pull the best and the brightest from around the world. We want to attract the best engineering minds from around the world. But right now we have such a difficult, painful, expensive, time-consuming immigration process for legal immigration. So we want to make that easier to attract, you know, the best and the brightest, like I said, while making illegal immigration, people that are cutting across the line, that are just waltzing across the Rio Grande, we want to make that much, much harder.
Darrell, thanks so much. We really appreciate the time. I know it's very busy, just a few days before the election, but thanks so much. Darrell Day, he's running for Congress, 32nd District of Texas. That's Colin Allred's old district. Darrell Day, a Republican candidate in that race, with us on KRLD. Pretty interesting court case out of New York City. Opening statements today in Daniel Penny's manslaughter trial. This is the Marine veteran accused of fatally choking a man to death on a New York City subway platform. That man's name was Jordan Neely, who, according to his family, had been struggling with homelessness and mental illness. So let's bring in CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. He's going to join us right now. We're going to talk about this a little bit. Appreciate the time here. Daniel Penny's lawyers, they say this was a case of self-defense. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, first of all, you guys are too young to remember in the 1980s in New York, there was something called the subway vigilante, Bernie Goetz. There was rising crime throughout New York City, and he brought a gun with him out of the day. And when four kids were hassling him to try to get money in the subway, he shot them all. And that case went to trial, and he was acquitted of the main charges because New Yorkers were getting sick of crime. And, you know, the nation was transfixed by this idea. Daniel Penny is something else. He's a former Marine who showed up, didn't have a gun. He showed up not intending to commit a crime. He walked into a subway car, and the victim was acting erratically, screaming, threatening people. He's a former Marine. He put him in a chokehold, which he'd obviously learned in his service to the country. He held it too long and killed him. The prosecution is bringing a case for manslaughter, and which is essentially an accidental crime, and criminally negligent homicide, which again is negligence. It shows that you didn't have an intent to kill, but you did kill. And the argument is that you should have known better. That you're a big guy. You've been trained by the Marines, and something like this could have happened, and you acted recklessly. The people in the car, many of whom will probably testify and say, yeah, but we were scared out of our minds. We didn't know that this guy had a history of homelessness and had been in mental institutions and mental instability. We were genuinely scared, and this guy came to our aid.
You know, we hear all this situation about him yelling at everybody, I'm going to kill everybody in here. Was Penny himself actually threatened? And I know that there's a major racial component to this that has been brought in by both sides.
It's always true, certainly in New York. Remember that story I just told you about the Bernard Goetz case? You guys can look this up because most people don't remember. Bernard Goetz was white. He was sitting there in a subway car. Again, this was a time in New York where the crime rate had spiked, especially on the subway, and he was ready. He was packing. And, you know, the question there was, yeah, but did he have to shoot these four teenagers? I mean, they didn't have guns. Why did he have to do that? That became the legal issue, the question. And obviously there was a racial component. He figured he was just shooting at people that didn't matter, and that just because they were hassling him didn't give him the right to kill people or to injure him. You know, Penny... there's no evidence that he was threatened because they weren't speaking to him. And there's no evidence that he has any racial bias. His argument is simply, you know, I was there to protect and serve in the military, and I saw an incident that looked threatening to everyone on the car, and I thought I could help.
So the question is, I guess, if he was not threatened, then how can he claim self-defense? Is that right?
Yeah, it's a good question. We also had something that most people don't know in the United States. We don't have a duty to rescue. Other Western countries do. Our country absolutely does not. If you see something happening, even if it means someone's drowning and you could throw in a life preserver, there's really nothing under the law that holds you responsible for failing to throw in a life preserver. And you're like, what? Yeah, it's true. Not in the United States. So he didn't have a legal duty to do anything, but he could say, look, if I had no idea if he had a weapon. I don't know if he was going to go starting, if he had a knife, maybe he was going to start stabbing everyone. You don't actually have to be the one. I mean, I can tell you as a New Yorker, I could have been sitting at the other end of the car and been worried, right? Thinking, you know, I don't know what this guy's threatening to kill everyone in the car. Maybe he has a way to do that. So these are all jury questions, gentlemen. You know, the jury, it's a New York local jury. And by the way, speaking of racial components, it took them 8 days to pick a jury. Why? Well, the defense struck from the jury anyone. It just seems they struck everyone who was African-American. When the prosecution argued, well, that's racially biased, they said, no, we struck anyone who thought in questioning them during voir dire, during jury questioning, anyone that had any knowledge or any association with people that were homeless, that had drug addictions or mental illness, because those people would be unduly sympathetic to the victim. Because remember, the people in the car don't know that he had mental illness. They wouldn't have known that he had a drug addiction. They wouldn't have known this. So it is a tricky case, but it's a jury question and it's a local jury. So we'll see, you know, what New Yorkers think now that crime is rising yet again.
How long do they think this trial might last?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think long. You know, there's not a long witness list. Again, it's such a tricky case, right? You can bring in a boatload of witnesses to describe how much difficulty the victim was in mentally, his social instability, his lack of home. But it doesn't really play into whether people felt at risk in the car, in the subway car. It doesn't matter. You know, if they would have no way of knowing. And would that have changed their sense of fear? If you thought, oh, he has mental illness, I have nothing to worry about. They might have been more worried that they could have been harmed because of that. So I don't know how this thing is going to play, but I know that a number of witnesses are going to come from the car, most of whom are going to say we felt threatened, and a few others are going to say, hey, this is New York, buddy. You know, people act weird in the car, and there's some weirdos around here, man. Yeah, they're a bunch of weirdos. This is New York City. In other cities, this would look unusual. In our city, every car has someone screaming that he's going to kill you.
Love that. That
is CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, thank you so much. Listen, I want to especially thank you for thinking that I'm too young to remember Bernhard Goetz. That's I really appreciate that.
I didn't know who he was, but Mike filled me. I'm looking at him right now.
Thane Rosenbaum, CBS legal analyst, with us here on KRLT.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.